you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Melissa Carvel-Zemer. It's my privilege to serve as a minister of this congregation, and I'm glad to be back with you after several weeks away. I'm joined in welcoming you this morning by two new people who will be a regular part of our worship experience this year, our intern minister, Dave Clements, and our interim director of religious education, Karen Labracco. And of course, our wonderful music director, Hal Walker, and a host of our fabulous musicians.
If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you're a pretender, come sit by my fire. For we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. We light our chalice today in memory of our coming together as community and being able to share with each other what we bring with us today.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, a man decided to go for a walk along the lake. It was a beautiful sunny day. And as he walked along the lake shore, he stopped and peered into the water, and he noticed peering back at him was his own reflection, clear and bright. It was like he could see right inside himself, and he was taken by the image. And he said to himself, "Is this who I really am?" He kept thinking about it. And so the next day, he decided to return to the lake to look again at that clear, bright image of himself. But that day, there was a soft wind blowing, and it ruffled the water. And when he peered in to the waters of the lake, it seemed to him that his image was distracted and disturbed. "Oh, is this who I really am?" he wondered. He pondered and decided to go yet again the next day to the lakeside, but by then the rain had started falling softly into the water. And so as he peered into the lakeside, the image that looked back at him was blurred and indistinct. "Is this the real me?" he wondered. Well, a few days passed and he decided to go once more to the lakeside. By now, the storm that was coming had blown in. Heavy rain and wind. And as he looked into the water, the image that peered back at him looked angry, or maybe frightened. He wasn't sure, but it was disturbing. "Is this the real me?" he wondered. As we gather today, we come of many moods. Perhaps this morning or this week, you have been angry or frightened, distracted or disturbed, feeling confused about who you are, or maybe clear and bright. However you come, whatever it is you have done or failed to do this week, you are welcome here. We left the man in our story standing at the side of the lake, worrying over his image in the water. All along, watching him had been the sly fox Iktomi. And suddenly, over the wind and the rain, the man heard a laughter coming from the bushes nearby. He turned around and the fox said to him, "You foolish human! How can you think that all these passing moods is the real you? Don't you know who the real you is?" Well, the man said to the fox, "No! How do I know who the real me is?" And the fox said, "Come back in the wintertime and you will see." And so it came to pass that winter came, and the lake froze and the snow fell, and the man returned to the lakeside. And there waiting for him was Iktomi the fox. And he stood at the side of the lake and he peered out over that white frozen expanse. And he said to the fox, There's no me in the water anymore. And the fox said, now you will not be confused by those passing moods and projections. The lake invites you to look within yourself, to look in your own heart. There you will find the real you. This church is in one of those places, kind of like the lake, that invites you to look within your own heart, to find the real you, to find what really matters to you. And every week we gather in worship as spiritual practice. It's one of the ways that helps us look in our hearts to find the real us. And we take some time in our service to be quiet together, because we don't have enough times in our lives where we can be quiet together. And so we sit in silence, and there's noise all around us, but we're silent. And the reason we're silent is so that we can listen. We can listen for the still small voice of our own conscience or of God, and we can look within ourselves to see what we find in our own heart as we prepare to meditate or to pray, whichever is your practice. Each time we gather for worship, we set aside time to widen the caring ministry of this congregation. We take time to memorialize those who have died, to celebrate with those who are joyous, and to call into this community of care those who need our love and support. We come this morning mindful of the refugee crisis happening an ocean away, and our hearts are open. We pray for all of those who are suffering and struggling and seeking to find a right way forward. And next week, we'll give you an opportunity to make a special collection in support of those people. All of a sudden, I had a prayer that I felt moved by and wanted to share with you today, but all of a sudden, I moved to make the prayer together. So there'll be a place for you in this prayer to speak, and you can do so aloud or silently on top of each other, because hearing the individual words isn't what matters. What matters is that this prayer become your own. So I invite you to join with me in the spirit of prayer. Spirit of life and of love, spirit of mystery and wonder. This world can be a confusing place. Hard sometimes and frightening. And so we give thanks for the kindnesses that have been bestowed upon us today and yesterday and this week. We give thanks for these kindnesses. All these kindnesses remind us that there is good in humankind, and we see it every day. It blesses us if we will only look and open ourselves to experience it. And when we do, it reminds us that we want to be kind. And so we set our intention now, today or tomorrow or this week, there is a kindness we can give. We will give these kindnesses. And as we give these kindnesses, we'll be lining up our hearts with the hearts of others. And that heart, that love, that is mysterious because it's in each of us, but beyond us too. As we give these kindnesses, we're lining up ourselves with the heart of the world. May it be so, and amen. A real conversation always contains an invitation, says the poet David White. You're inviting another person to reveal themselves to you, to tell you who they are or what they want. Part of what you're invited to do as a participant in this beloved community is to let other people know you. To let other people know you so that they can be your companions on your spiritual journey. Every year about this time, we have a ceremony to collect the waters and the soils from the gathered community, and usually it's from a place that we've been over the summer that has had meaning for us. But this year I invited you to bring your water and your soil from your home as a symbol of yourself. And to consider as you brought it with you what it means for you to give yourself to this faith community. And I asked that question to Karen and Dave this week. They've been thinking about it and have some thoughts to share with you.
My name is Dave Clements, and I am your intern minister for the next 2 years. I'm in my second year of ministry school at Meadville Lombard, and native of Chicago, have lived in the Cleveland area for about the last 10 years. And when I think about this question, one of the things that I bring here is a desire to learn, a desire to be engaged in a community, and also a desire to give. And so bringing to this community, I bring my experiences, but I also bring my presence. And I hope within that as we spend time together, that we can come to know each other, share with each other, and grow together on this journey that we are on together for the next 2 years. What about you, Karen?
I am your half-time interim director of religious education. And I have an interesting arrangement. I will be here living in Kent with you for 11 days out of every month. And the rest of the time, I'll be working from home in Brockport, New York, which is a quaint little Victorian village on the Erie Canal. And when I think, Dave, about, you know, and Melissa and all of you, about what brings me to this church and to a faith community, I think of a chalice lighting. We are Unitarian Universalists with minds that think, hearts that care, and hands that are ready to serve. And you know, I have good, strong hands, I think, ready to serve. But sometimes when I come to a faith community, I need something else. I need somebody else's hands to help me along sometimes, to help sometimes pull me up when I'm feeling sad or disappointed. Sometimes I need help to push me or to pull me into different ways of thinking or different, better, more caring ways of taking care of each other and our earth. You know, really, when I come to a faith community like this, I come because I need to be changed, transformed, and there's no better place to push me to change in the way that I need to change.
So I invited you to consider this question for today. What do you bring to this faith community? Or said another way, why are you here? What do you hope to get out of your association with this place? And often when we have this service, there's a chance for you to tell everybody, but we're too many everybodies to tell everybody. And so I'm going to ask you to form a group of three and to tell a couple of people in particular. What do you bring to this faith community? Why are you here? And if you're new here and you're not entirely sure why you're here yet, but you just felt like you should come, it's fine to just listen. Or if you're new and you have an inkling, you can share that. And if you've been here a long time and it's you're a little kind of in a reassessing stage, your reasons for coming in the beginning have changed and you're not quite sure how to name the new reasons yet, it's fine to listen. Whoever you are, it's fine to listen. But if you know, if you can speak, it will be helpful to hear from each other. So I invite you to form a group of three and make sure nobody who wants to be included is left out. And to give each person about a minute to say what's on their heart and their mind. And we'll ring a chime to remind you to switch. And at the end of our sharing, we'll sing you together with our hymn of affirmation, which is in the teal hymnal, but you don't need the hymnal because song, and if you don't know it when it's sung the first time, you'll know it the second time. So will you form a small group and find someone to share with as you're moved?
Yeah. Comfort me. Comfort me. Comfort me, oh my soul. Comfort me. Comfort me. Comfort me, oh my soul. Sing with me. Sing with me. Sing with me. Sing with me, oh my soul. Sing with me. Sing with me. Sing with me, oh my soul. Speak for me. Speak for me. Speak for me. Speak for me, oh my soul. Speak for me. Speak for me, oh my soul. And dance with me. Dance with me. Last time, comfort me.
Comfort me. Comfort me. Comfort me, oh my soul. Comfort me. Comfort me. Comfort me, oh my soul.
So we're here for ourselves, and there's something extremely personal and private about that, and that was just the slightest moment for you to have a chance to say a word or two about what it means for you personally. We're here for ourselves to discover who we are and what really matters to us, what's in our heart, and we're here to grow and nurture our own souls. But we're here at the same time for something that is about more than ourselves, because there's something fundamentally collective about being part of a faith community. We're here for each other, and not just for the others who are in this room, but for the others who will be here later today, and for all the others who might yet be here if they knew about us, or if they had someone to come with because they're nervous to come by themselves, or because they were wounded by faith communities in the past and it takes courage to walk through the doors again. So we're here for these others, and we're here for those others who aren't yet here. And we're here for the others who will never be here, but who need us to be our best selves, our best expression of a faith community, because faith communities can help heal the world. We're called, which is another way of saying that we're invited to be a blessing upon the world. We're called by God, called by the love that will not let us go, invited to help build the world that we dream. We're called to help make this world more fair, more healthy, and more whole. And that's a daunting task, bigger than any one of us can do all by ourselves. We need each other because we, as a faith community, have an obligation to help make a difference. We have an obligation to help find meaningful ways to alleviate racism and hunger. We have an obligation to find meaningful ways to help ease human suffering, whether it's a refugee crisis or a natural disaster. We have a clear and compelling testimony about the importance of joining together to care for our Earth, this planet that we share, because we know that there is no one who is not of this place. Our vision is big and our circle is wide because we understand, our theology is rooted in the understanding that there is no one and nothing that is outside of the web of life. This is who we really are as a faith community. And we are invited to keep finding new ways to live with loyalty to that essential truth. So in a few moments, as Hal sings us a song for the offertory, I invite you to make your way to this center table, to pour in the water or the soil that you brought with you from home today that represents who you are, your contribution to this we that we make together. And as they mingle together, we symbolically create the we that we are. And if you forgot or didn't realize we were doing this today, there's extra water in that picture and extra soil in that little bowl so that you can participate. Because we need each other. We need each other to help heal the world. This is our calling. And I want you to know that this water will be used throughout the year. I will start in a few moments and pour the water that we used throughout last year and the soil that we used throughout last year, and it will be used throughout this year. Every time we have a dedication to bless babies or welcome children to this community, we will use this water and this soil to bless them. And I want you to know that recently, as one of our beloved elders was dying, they asked me to bring this water to bless them. So this is sacred water of our community. And the earth of our community, the one that we create here, and the one that we share together. Your gifts are an important part of making us who we are. All of the gifts that you have to share, the ones that you named today, the ones that you're too shy yet to name, or the ones that you don't know words yet to name, and also these gifts that help sustain the work that we do. The offering will now be gratefully received.
Walking through life is just not that easy. Trouble and sorrow come in with no reason. Same old in a world that's been broken. Don't you need a song? Don't you need a welcome, welcome? With this moment of grace, come in your welcome. In the peace of this place, we say welcome. In the darkness and the light, we share a welcome. Through the morning and the night, these doors are open. Welcome, welcome. We come newborn with opening hearts. We are one love, and love never stops. Share one moon, one breath, and one moment with thrown open arms. We welcome. Somehow all things will fall into beauty. Somehow the light comes and shines right through. Me, almighty love has its own unfolding. Just hold on to the ones you love and sing an ever-ending welcome, welcome. Beyond politics and faith, come in your welcome. Beyond the walls of fear and shame, we say welcome. From mountains to valleys to oceans, call out an unbounded welcome, welcome. We come newborn with opening hearts. We are one love, and love never stops. We share one moon, one breath, and one moment with thrown open arms. We welcome, welcome. Walking through life is just not that easy. Trouble and sorrow come in with no reason. Same old in a world that's been broken. Don't Don't you need a song? Don't you need a welcome, welcome? Come newborn with opening hearts. We are one love, and love never stops. We share one moon, one breath and one moment. With thrown open arms, we welcome.
We are bound on a journey together to help build the world we dream. So take your kindness, your love, your longing for justice out into the world. Go in peace.